Thanks so much for joining me tonight for Lectio, for taking some time in your day to set aside, to become still, still our minds and our bodies, and encounter the heart of God. The first thing with Lectio to do is to make sure that you're in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet stay alert. So get comfortable, and a lot of times people like to focus on their breathing to help them settle into this place, into the chair that you're sitting in, into this moment that you are, to be in the present here. The present is where we meet God, because He's here with us. So if you need to focus on your breath, do that until you are settled in and your mind becomes still. Thank you, Jesus, for these moments where we're still. Thank you that you love us and that you desire to be with us. We offer these moments to you. Help us to turn towards you, to recognize your presence and your voice. Change us so that when others see us, they will see you. We love you. For Lectio, I will read the scripture three times, and each time I will pause about a minute and a half, about 2.5 to 3 minutes between each reading. And there's something to focus on for each reading. So the first reading, what you'll do is notice in the quiet time a word or phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention. You don't have to figure out why, and it doesn't have to fit in with the story. This word or phrase is a word or phrase that God is holding out in front of you to notice. It's something He's given you, and He's going to continue that conversation through the Lectio using that word or phrase. So as I read, our scripture is John chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. And as I read, notice a word or a phrase that jumps out at you. And during the quiet time, just hold on to that. Just like hold it in the palm of your hand. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he said, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent the day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. Thank you. I'm going to read the passage again, and this time, during the quiet time, notice where there's a connection between the word or the phrase that you noticed and your life. You can use your imagination to kind of explore that. You can use your senses. What does it remind you of? Smells or of feelings or tastes or hearing? You can, so just explore it as it connects to your life. Don't work too hard on this. So let God do the leading. Your job is just to follow and to notice what He brings up and the connections that He makes with you. And again, if you get distracted at any time, because that happens to me a lot, go ahead and just focus back on your breathing and then welcome Jesus back. Right? Ask Him again. Oh, that's right. I'm here with you. John 1:35-42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. I'm going to read the text a third time, and this time in the quiet, notice an invitation from God. God loves us. He sees us as we can be, but also as we are. And he doesn't leave us in the place that we are. He continually uses the circumstances in our lives and his voice and his presence to transform us to look more and more like him, to become more and more like him. But we don't have to. We always have the choice. It is for sure an invitation from God. So listen for an invitation in the next reading. John 1:35-42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. Now the time for noticing and connecting and pondering and being invited is done, and it is just time to rest in God's presence. He loves you. He called you to these moments, and he called you and you heard and you came. If you're hearing my voice and you're doing Lectio, that's because God called you and you recognize that call and you turn towards him. And so in these moments, he is not going to invite, well, he's inviting you actually to these moments. But he just wants to be with you. So for the next few minutes, just rest in God's presence and allow him to love you and to hold you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. You may want to give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced with your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.